Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Tim Ellis. Veteran musher Pete Kaiser out of Bethel claimed his first Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race Championship early this morning. Kaiser crossed under the burled arch at the finish line in Nome just after 3:30 a.m. with eight dogs in harness. His team traversed the nearly 1,000-mile trail from Willow in 9 days, 12 hours, 39 minutes, and 6 seconds. We'll have more about the Iditarod in our 7:45 update from Alaska Public Media and throughout the morning. The state of Alaska could receive hundreds of millions of dollars a year from three big new oil prospects in the western part of the North Slope. But federal and state laws require that most of the money stay on the slope. A handful of municipalities there gets first dibs at spending it. And that's heating up a conversation in Juneau and beyond about who benefits from North Slope oil revenue and whether the current split of the money is fair. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig and Nat Herz have the story.
When Governor Mike Dunleavy released his budget back in February, he proposed using a new source of cash, $400 million from property taxes levied on the oil and gas infrastructure scattered around Alaska.
Here's the catch. Cities and boroughs already use that tax revenue to balance their own budgets. In some cases, like on the oil-rich North Slope, it's their primary source of cash. The Dunleavy administration justified the move in part by pointing to a second source of oil money for the borough. Specifically, money they hope will come from new oil development in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska, or NPRA.
Administration officials like Mike Barnhill say that North Slope residents already benefit disproportionately from oil revenue and should be sharing more of the benefits with Alaskans across the state.
If we allow the status quo to persist, we will be at a point of shocking inequity.
NPRA is an Indiana-sized swath of federal land in the western part of the North Slope. And it's a hot new area for oil development. It's home to several ConocoPhillips discoveries that could soon produce significant amounts of oil. According to federal law, the state gets half of the government's royalty share of oil produced in the reserve. But the parts of Alaska most directly or severely impacted by development in the reserve get priority. Right now, that's a handful of municipalities on the North Slope, including the North Slope Borough.
The NPRA revenues have been relatively small so far, but the state projects they could peak at around $300 million a year by 2029. That means the borough could end up collecting royalty and property tax revenue that equates to about $70,000 a year for each one of its 10,000 residents. Jeremy Price, deputy chief of staff to Dunleavy, says that's too much.
The question legislators need to ask themselves, is that fair to the rest of the state? We would argue that is not fair.
But the North Slope Borough says that the Dunleavy administration's proposal isn't fair to them.
This would destroy the North Slope Borough. We'd be done.
That's DJ Fauske, a top borough official. He says that the borough's budget of about $400 million may seem like a lot for the small population it serves, but it's expensive to provide services to people in eight Arctic villages, where supplies have to be mostly barged or flown in. The borough uses its money to provide many government services, like police, public works, search and rescue, that the state handles in other rural areas.
Fauske also notes that North Slope villages face expensive problems that road system communities don't, like coastal erosion tied to climate change. Then there's the fact that the borough's tax revenue from oil gives its residents a stake in the industry's success. Fauske suggests that taking that away could turn borough residents against new developments, like in NPRA or in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Our support of oil and gas development on the North Slope has always and still is contingent upon such activities providing a benefit to our residents.
Borough officials say it's too early to start talking about whether they should give up some of the new revenues that are forecast to come from NPRA. Only one of Conoco's three big projects has come online. The second just started construction, and the third is still in planning stages. Borough officials say the conversation should wait until the projects and the cash from them are more certain. Dunleavy's proposal to redistribute property tax revenue has stalled in Juneau for now. But some lawmakers are expecting a debate if the state collects more and more money from the reserve's new projects. John Coghill is a Republican state senator from North Pole, and he says he'd like that discussion to be cooperative.
The governor has opened up the conversation, and it's a proper conversation to have. But the posture that I think you'll see the Senate take is, okay, what's fair? How do we all work with this as a state?
If the topic surfaces in a serious way in Juneau, it wouldn't be the first time. Veterans of Alaska politics point out that debates around the sharing of North Slope oil revenues have popped up before, particularly when the state has faced tight budgets. Larry Persily is a former deputy state revenue commissioner, and he says that if more and more revenue flows out of the reserve, the debate is only likely to get more intense.
If the state's finances are still tight, if the pain from budget cuts is still excruciating, you're going to have a lot of people looking at this pot of money and saying, well, gee, I want some of that.
Persily says that fight would likely pit urban and rural legislators against each other. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.
And I'm Nat Herz in Anchorage.
Spring officially begins a week from today, but the warm weather we've been having lately and the lack of snowfall in the eastern interior makes it seem like the equinox is already here. It's a different story, however, in the western interior and the southern slope of the Brooks Range.
In the Koyukuk Valley, there's been a lot of snow, some places double the normal snowpack. At Bettles, the greatest snowpack since the winter of 1992-93.
But Alaska climate specialist Rick Toman says snow is sparse in some areas of the central and eastern interior, especially along the Alaska Range.
Only a foot of snow on the ground at Denali Park headquarters right now. Normal for this point in the season to be over 20.
Toman says the problem is even more pronounced farther to the east, especially around Delta Junction.
In the Delta area and farther up the Tananaw Valley, snowpack is quite thin, really from about Shaw Creek all the way up to Tok and Northway area.
Toman says Tok has gotten about 30 inches of snow this year, about two-thirds the normal amount, but that's still about twice as much as some areas around Delta Junction have gotten.
They are a little better over that far east than in the Delta area, but not a lot better.
Toman says a weather observer in the nearby town of Big Delta has recorded only about 14.5 inches of snow so far this winter. That's about a third of the area's usual snowfall. And Toman says the lack of snow to cover the ground has made buried water lines more susceptible to freezing up as the frost line drops deeper into the ground.
This is very typically the time of the year that if there are going to be problems with freezing pipes underground, the tail end of winter and the spring is when those generally show up.
Toman says if the problem persists and precipitation remains well below normal, and if temperatures remain well above normal, it could lead to an early onset of this year's wildfire season. State Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry agrees those conditions could contribute to an earlier than usual fire season.
What it really translates to is potentially an earlier start to, you know, the earlier fire season.
But Mowry says it would not be unusual for this area to get more snowy and cold weather in the last few weeks leading up to breakup. For KUAC News, I'm Tim Ellis.